Okay, briefly, telemedicine is just, as you know, something to make a remote diagnosis. So we have a couple of tools that you can transport in every places, even where there is no power, and you can make clinical diagnosis, blood tests, urine analyze, ultrasound, lots of information you can collect, and you will have a connection with a remote doctor that can be in a big city or even in the U.S. who can assist you. And this is how we are working. We also help, for example, a hospital to have a very good system to manage the hospital and manage the clinical data, particularly an electronic medical records, to make the hospital work properly. Even in a country level, we can set up for them repositories so that everyone is speaking the same language. This is our main activities.
So, Dr. Limu, where you work in Africa, in some of these remote villages with sometimes no electricity or even internet access, how effective is telemedicine in these areas?
Okay, in these areas, there are two things. For example, when we go with our tools to make some diagnosis, we have batteries, long life batteries. This was specially made for our solution. We have some antennas that can be connected even using the satellite. But on the other side, right now, I can tell you in a lot of Africa countries, even the remote area, they have mobile phone connections. They don't have light, but they have mobile phones. So it means the network is there, and we will use whatever network is there for that. There are also a lot of places where they have sun power panels. It even became some business for the remote area where in a small village they can have someone with a sun power panel, and he's making the charge of all the mobile phones. You know that from here, I can send a money to anyone in any place, almost any place, any remote village in Africa, using only my mobile phone, and he will get it. So instead of sending money, we can also send health.
Dr. Numu, so what do you think are the technological innovations that could help promote health in Africa?
So all this is a question of data. For example, what you are doing today, according to what you are doing today, to your lifestyle, there are some illnesses that we know that you are exposed to them. This is how we can make prevention. Example is that, you know, the weight in your environment can tell us when will be the first case of meningitis. It's linked. So if you have a solution to collect it, to take data and to send it immediately, then we can alert people, okay, you have to do this. So this is how technology use. It's faster and also it's quicker. And nowadays, for example, usually when I go there, I can have in my pocket an ultrasound machine. This is very performant, very good. And this one doesn't need to be connected to power. And it's a ultrasound. Otherwise, you go in the hospital, it's the big table that they are rolling to make a ultrasound put to a pregnant lady. Now I can get it in my pocket thanks to technology. And it's independent. This is what technology is making.
So with your organization using telemedicine to help in the fight against diseases, how could telemedicine help fight pandemics, including COVID-19 and its many variants?
Across Africa, the problem can be a little bit more simple. Do you know how they know that someone has a COVID? When the COVID started, we set up a small tablet. This is using like an Android or iPhone or any kind of iOS or Android, whereby he was saying, we will give this to every small village where there is a small health center. This small health center, usually it's drive by a single nurse alone. She will do everything. So we plan, we say, give it to her. She has only one temperature tool, one blood pressure, one tool to take the SpO2, meaning the oxygen in the blood. It's very simple. It's not expensive. It's something that is in the pocket of everyone. And then we can collect combined sign, meaning someone who have fever, who is coughing in terms of clinical sign, who has, for example, his oxygen blood is going down. Those information, we collect a couple of information for this every time one man who is having this must be alerted to a central place and take decision to make the test or not.